Hi, this is Paul Puckett. Welcome to Getting There. Welcome to today's show. We're going to dive in to several things that may, well, the intention is to make you think. The intention is to improve your life and possibly your portfolio, because getting there is the money show that focuses on your life. But there are topics that we all try to avoid. I'm guilty. I'm not saying you are, but they're things that we just have to deal with. They are. And today's show, we're going to cover some of those. So hopefully you won't feel uncomfortable. We're going to have some good music to support some of what we're discussing. Because what we're going to be talking about, in essence, is time. And how time is always moving. We move along with it, willingly or not. Knowing that we have no control over the past, we can change our view, but no control over it. It's already happened. We can't control the future. It's not here yet. And the only power we actually have is here in the present. Now, that's important to remember, because the message here is not you're powerless. The message is you're very powerful as long as you know where to use it. And as long as you recognize that your time is infinitely more valuable than your money. And unfortunately, the reason it is infinitely more valuable, or one of them, is it's limited. So let's just dive in on meaningless numbers, time, and what we really need to do to enjoy our lives without worries about our money. So, well, since we're going to talk about time, as you all know, where do I turn musically when I'm looking for a touch of wisdom? I bet you know what's coming. Alan Parsons, Time.
stars would fall.
And of course, that was Alan Parsons' Time. Why are we starting the show with a show that reminds us that time keeps flowing like a river, on and on to the sea, till it's gone forever? Well, because it's important. I thought of this opening to a certain degree because I have a friend who loves collectible cars. They, like me, can't afford collectible cars, but they love looking at them and looking at pictures of them and thinking, wow, I would love to drive that. And there was a 1938, I guess it's a Phaeton sedan or coupe, Phaeton coupe, that I'd never seen before. Well, I've got to tell you, if I ever have the opportunity to have a collectible car, and if there, who knows how many of those there are, if I can find one, oh, I tell you, it just looks, you can't believe the thing was made in 1938. Well, somebody made a comment. I mean, lots of people made comments like, wow, they built that in 1938. But somebody made a comment and said, I guess they thought I could afford it. And they said, Paul, don't get it, you'll die. Well, so theoretically, if I do not get the car, I'll never die. No. So it made me start thinking about some things that we all deal with at some point, usually as we get older. Think of your kids. If you're kids, you might not like what I'm about to tell you, but, you know, hey, when you're 15, 20, even 25, you have this feeling of immortality. And, you know, generally speaking, more people are healthy at younger ages. Not everybody, unfortunately, but, you know, when you're healthy and you're young, and if you were to sprain your elbow playing tennis, it'd probably be fine by the next day or a few days later. You know, we're growing, and we're in that phase of life where everything is possible. Everything is possible. And what do you want? We're not thinking about the long term. We're too busy enjoying ourselves. And to a certain degree, that's very healthy. As a matter of fact, it's important to remember to enjoy yourself no matter how old you are. But what it made me think about is you've heard of midlife crises or crises, I'm sure. What exactly causes that? Those meaningless numbers, I think, are the root cause of what you might call the midlife crisis. Now, is this purely an investment issue? You realize I've spent too much. I didn't invest wisely. I'm going to have difficulty in retirement. And you find yourself stammering as you look at those numbers because they're not pretty and you realize you have less time to get there. So if you are young and listening to the show today, may I remind you, Your biggest ally is time. Even if you invest small amounts, getting started early, spending less than you earn always, will result in you being better off than most. Pretty simple advice, pretty hard to do. So, what are we looking at here? What are these meaningless numbers that pop up somewhere during our lives that wake us up and may make us make changes, may make us appear to be having a midlife crisis? Well, before we look at money, let's look at something a little closer to home for all of us, because we all need it, and that's good health. Well, you know, you can ignore the numbers on your blood test at a physical when you're younger. Chances are, even if they indicate something, there's no big hurry, right? Most of my family, or many people in my family on one side, have diabetes. And the more research they do, the more indicators they find that show it's possible or more probable you will develop the disease at a time where you can very easily address it. But that's assuming you're willing to. Sometimes it takes a scare. And midlife crisis, I think, is the recognition that unlike our thoughts at 15 to 20, where we thought we were immortal, we recognize we're not. And that weighs on us and may make us do things that appear irrational or maybe actually are irrational in an effort to regain our youth or our health in the case of meaningless numbers that turn out to be meaningful. Now, why do I say that? Well, because I know people, and I've faced it myself, that had indications in their blood test that not that many years ago, doctors didn't know what they meant. They just knew, hey, this is different. And what has a name, has for a while now, metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome is the precursor to type 2 diabetes, developing the disease. So why does that matter? Well, now, if you're young and your blood test indicates, for instance, high triglycerides and low HDLs, that's a type of cholesterol, your doctor probably will know to say, hey, you need to really be careful of gluten, sugars, your blood sugar level, et cetera. We need to monitor this so you never actually develop the disease. Well, I use that analogy, or I'm going to create an analogy with that to say that's what happens with our meaningless numbers when it comes to investing. We can kick the can down the road. We can build debt. We can avoid investing. We can justify spending our money now because, hey, like I said, we're not going to be here forever. So why should I save for the future? I might not have one. And then, of course, you get to the future and you need the money that you didn't save. So there's got to be a healthy balance. There's got to be a healthy balance in how we handle things when it comes to our money and our health. And we need to recognize when we're younger, if we can, it's never too late, by the way. You can always make it better, but it's easier when we address it sooner. Let's take a brief break. Hi, this is Paul Puckett. As you may know, I love coffee. My friends would tell you I don't love coffee. It's an obsession, and not just any coffee. Espresso. If you're in the Bradenton area, one of the jewels of Bradenton is Old Main Street, and you'll find a coffee shop, B-Town Coffee, with a great alley and awnings and fans to keep you cool in the summer and in the shade, free Wi-Fi, and quite frankly, the best hot dog in town. Stop by. You'll enjoy B-Town Coffee. You know, I was thinking during the break of a couple of things, one of which is it's a beautiful day and I have some work to do on the computer, and what better place to do it than the alley under the awnings with the fans, although the temperature is nice today, may not need the fans, at B-Town Coffee. So for those of you over at B-Town, I'm on my way post-show. Okay, so time keeps flowing like a river on and on to the sea till it's gone forever. How depressing, Paul. Thank you very much. And if only I'd started sooner. Well, that's the past. I bring up the sooner you start, the better, whether it's your health or your money, in these numbers that we think are meaningless, but in reality have great meaning to us if we use them correctly and don't focus on them. Well, that's because there's different people in the audience. One of the things I brought up on the show before as a brief aside is understanding that when you watch any show and when you listen to any show, the message may or may not be targeted to you because the demographic of the audience can vary. So you might be listening to great investment advice, not knowing they're talking about millennials or not knowing they're talking about only those in a certain tax bracket. And so it's important to know that what you're hearing may very well be very good advice for somebody, but not for you, or maybe it is for you. And so you have to make decisions on these meaningless numbers and meaningless information you hear to determine maybe it is meaningful. Speaking of meaningful, not a bad time for today's disclosure. I'm Paul Puckett. I'm your host of Getting There, the money show that focuses on your life. I'm also an author of two books, Investophobia, Overcome Your Deepest Investment Fears, and Retirement Income Lock, which is actually more of a guide for those that are planning or in retirement for how you can generate an income that is, in fact, guaranteed for the rest of your life. Retirement Income Lock's a little different, though, than those dinner seminars you hear about, because there's also an emphasis on maintaining an equity portfolio, that's stocks, no matter how long you live. You need growth, because you don't know how long you'll be around. That growth maintains your spending power, which is important. I'm also an investment advisor of Q1 Advisors, a registered investment advisor firm headquartered in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and serving clients in Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida. And I'm an independent insurance agent here in my home state and native state of Florida, serving clients in Florida and Virginia. Everything you hear on this show is intended to make you think. It is intended to hopefully improve your life and your portfolio returns. That would be your investment portfolio returns. The advice given is not specific, because without knowing you and your portfolio, I wouldn't know what to tell you except in general. So if you have questions, talk to your professional or feel free to call me at 941-275-4556. You know, it occurs to me, since I always do the disclosure off the top of my head, it's not always the same. Today I included my books and my phone number, so I guess you could say that was a disclosure commercial or a come closure, which sounds a lot like come closer. But at any rate, getting back to the theme of today's show, you know, Alan Parsons talked about time. Here's an interesting song, old one, by a fella named Jim Croce, Age.
I've been up and down and around and back again. Been so many places I can't remember where or when. And my only boss was the clock on the wall and my only friend. Never really was a friend at all. I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less. Lost my ideals in that long tunnel of time. And I've turned it inside out and around about and back and then. Found myself right back where I started again. Once I had myself a million, now I've only got a dime. Difference don't seem quite as bad today. With a nickel or a million, I was searching all the time for something that I'd never lost or left behind. Well, I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less. Lost my ideals in that long tunnel of time. And I've turned inside out and around about and back and then. Found myself right back where I started again. Second circle, and I'm heading for the top. I learned a lot of things along the way. I'll be careful while I'm climbing, cause it hurts a lot to drop. When you're down, nobody gives a damn anyway. But I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my ideas in that long tunnel of time. I've turned it inside out and around about and back, and then found myself right back where I started again.
Always loved Jim Croce. He's one of those artists like Harry Chapin, the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band, and others, Stevie Ray Vaughan, that passed away too soon, but they left their legacy in the form of their music. Let's take a look at the lyrics of Jim Croce's song, Age. I've been up and down and round and back again, been so many places I can't remember where or when. And my only boss was the clock on the wall, and my only friend never really was a friend at all. Now, here's what I want you to focus on. The chorus: I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my ideals in that long tunnel of time, and I've turned inside and out and round about and back, and then found myself right back where I started again. You know, we're talking about time. But isn't it interesting how sometimes maybe the lessons we need to learn in life keep popping up until we learn them? You ever notice that? Let's continue briefly on the lyrics. Once I had a million, now I've only got a dime. Difference so seem doesn't seem quite so as bad as today. Once I had myself a million, now I've only got a dime. Difference doesn't seem quite as bad today, because with a nickel or a million, I was searching all the time for something that I never lost or left behind. New goal of my show, Getting There, is to help you know that what you need, you never lost, you never left it behind, you just haven't used it. I'm being totally serious. It's interesting that we are born really with all that we need. I don't mean money. But we choose what to use based on our skills, our talents, what we're encouraged to pursue, what we're discouraged from pursuing. And it takes time sometimes for us to really discover what our real mission, goal, calling, whatever you wish to call it, is. And during that time, it's hard to maintain our physical health, to maintain our financial health. And so wherever you are, and whatever you're doing, and whatever stage of life you're in, what I want you to be thinking about is when you see numbers, whether it's from your doctor, whether it's from your banker, or some guy like me that's trying to help you handle your money, there's an easy out by just deciding numbers are headache-inducing and they're meaningless. Who needs them? Well, I get that. And the last thing I want everybody doing is running around day trading or focusing so heavily on the numbers they forget to live. It's a healthy balance that we have to maintain if we wish to ultimately be happy and have enough money, keeping in mind that money is simply a tool to get us where, or not get us where, but to pay for the things that we wish to do. you may not need as much as someone else. As a matter of fact, I've known people who $10,000 a month was nowhere near enough. And I've known others who, you know, hey, if I can get $12,000 a year, $1,000 a month, I'll be fine. So that's the individual portion of financial planning and of looking at what someone needs financially. That's driven by who? You. It's your money. It's your life. You have things that you enjoy doing. Some of those cost money. Some of them don't. You know, as it cools here in Florida and some of the bugs are getting, they're going somewhere. I'm not sure where. Maybe they fly south too. You know, taking a walk in a park doesn't cost anything except the gas to get there. If you live close or ride your bike to the park, doesn't cost anything at all. And it can be very beneficial to you. Maybe Harry and I, the dog companion of mine, need to take a little walk sometime. I think somebody told me that in traffic this morning. Hey, Paul, take a walk. No, that was yesterday. So, numbers, they are important, but you shouldn't look at them daily, but you should look at them. From an investment standpoint, how often should you look at the numbers? Well, it depends what you're doing. In the initial stages of waking up and saying, hey, I need to make some changes. I need to recognize that my portfolio is not where it needs to be. Well, you need to spend a little time on that. You might spend a few days or even a week getting with a professional, running some numbers and saying, what am I looking at here? Getting with your doctor, looking at the numbers and saying, what lifestyle changes do I need to make? Or what drugs do I have to take? I personally prefer lifestyle changes, but that doesn't always work. It hopefully does. So once you've done that and you've put your plan in place, quarterly at the most, and that's really just a brief look, annually is good. Sit down for a weekend once a year. Doesn't have to be after the calendar year end. I like to pick odd dates. You know, and take a look at everything. See if it's doing what you thought it was going to do. Get with your professional and see if changes need to be made. And the rest of the year, live your life. That's just advice from a guy who's been working with people for 28 years. And regardless of how much they have, the happiest clients I've worked with are those that maintain a healthy balance between their life and their money. They spend less time and often delegate the money part, just as you might delegate landscaping and mowing your lawn, so that they have more time to spend on the things they wish to do, whether it's with family or a hobby or just watching a football game. You don't want to have to be thinking about your health and your money when you're just trying to enjoy life, do you? We have a couple more songs and a little more to talk about today, but let's take a brief break and I'll see you on the flip side.
When you want the best in business coaching, life coaching, or perhaps your organization, business, or company is in need of a dynamic speaker for an upcoming workshop or seminar, contact Louise Hicks for L. Hicks Consulting Services at 1-562-310-1495. From anywhere around the world, that's 1-562-310-1495. For more information about Louise Hicks and her consulting services, visit her website at www.louisehicks.biz. Again, that's www.louisehicks.biz. Or call 1-562-310-1495. L. Hicks Consulting Services, where professionalism is top priority.
You know, it occurred to me during the break. Do you ever find yourself struggling with how to talk about something and wondering why? Well, you know, I was just saw a column in MarketWatch. So let me read you the column. And I discovered why talking about time sometimes makes me feel uncomfortable, and not for the reasons you might think. According to MarketWatch, and a column by Phil Van Doom. Oh, sorry, that didn't sound right at all. Phil Van Dorn. Index investing will beat active investing over the long term, right? Well, maybe not. The column says this might be the time to turn away from index funds. Do you hear that word time? This may be the time. How much investment news and advice do you see that says this is the time or this is not the time? Now is the time. That's called market timing. It rarely works. People who do it sometimes win and often lose. And over the long term, almost nobody who does market timing wins. Maybe I should start a segment on the show, News You Can Ignore, but I would suggest you ignore just about anything that says now is the time. The time is now. With one exception, because it's the only time in my career I've felt comfortable, and I struggled with it, but I feel comfortable because it's accurate. Now is not the time to own bond funds. And it won't be for a long time, and it hasn't been for a while. And the reason is, bonds, as you know from this show, regularly repeated, because I'll keep saying it until you all, every one of you, is out of the bond market. Interest rates fall, bonds rise. Well, interest rates have pretty much been falling, with some exceptions, since, 1983. When they rise, bonds lose money. Now, if you're holding an individual bond, that's not the end of the world. You just hold the bond until maturity, assuming no credit issues, and then it pays you back. No problem. Well, unless it's a 30-year bond, you've got 28 years left when interest rates rise. But with bond funds, you have no option to hold them until maturity. And if you're getting, say, 2.5% in income each year on the bond fund, and if you're retired and you're taking that income, can you afford a 7% principal loss every single time rates go up 1 point? Well, maybe you can, but should you afford it when there are other alternatives? I mean, even CDs, whose rates are still very, very low, you won't lose any principal value. Fixed annuities and indexed annuities, you won't lose any principal value. And if you take income, well, they provide guaranteed income, depending on how you structure it, for life. Immediate annuities. You can do not just life only, by the way. Provide options that aren't affected by interest rates. Well, your spending power is over time. That's why you can't put all your money into insurance products. You'll never get what you need. You know, MarketWatch had another article that I'm searching to find right now that, in essence, discovered that the number one fear of retirees, their number one financial regret, I should say, and this is a good article. I was actually surprised by some of the numbers. So here are the America's biggest financial regrets. And, you know, they broke it down first. They didn't break it down, but let's go with the age 65 and up. The number one regret is not saving for retirement early enough. Over 25%, 27% said this was their biggest regret. Now let's go to all ages. This is important. This lets you know from other people's experiences what you might want to put your focus on when it comes to your money. Second biggest regret was not saving for emergency expenses. And I'll tell you personally, I've had that happen. You start building some money up and you start thinking, oh good, I'm on track. And then something happens with your house, with your car, with your health, with your pet, with your children, whatever. And all of a sudden, that fund you built up is spent. So you have to make plans to save enough for those emergencies and to keep it replenished. Taking on too much student loan debt comes in next, and it's actually tied with taking on too much credit card debt. Not saving in advance for your children's education. And then just 3%, and I think this should actually be a bigger number, buying a bigger house than you can afford. Well, according to surveys, and I like that type of survey, it looks at people's behavior, you might want to think before you go and forget to invest for retirement and put together an emergency fund and try to minimize or not even participate in debt. Sometimes you have to. I get that. But try to pay it off and avoid it, because It's actually a debt is a negative rate of return. And you're not only not earning anything on it, you're paying for it. Now, there's some exceptions to that. I often get asked by people who are retired, and actually they usually don't ask, Paul, I know I should pay off my mortgage. Well, maybe, maybe not. You mean you're gonna have living expenses if you're renting. Of course, if you own, you don't have rental expenses, but you've got property taxes, you've got house insurance, you've got upkeep, and you may have a mortgage. Well, if your mortgage is at, say, 3%, 3.5%, 4%, you may not want to pay that off necessarily. It's a personal choice. I've got no objection whatsoever to someone deciding I'm going to pay off my mortgage. I don't want to have any debt. On the other hand, if it eliminates your investment portfolio or reduces it substantially, you might be better off, because if you're paying 4% and your portfolio over the long term, not in every year, obviously, you may have losses in any given year, but over the long term is earning more than that, well, it's called arbitrage. You're better off maintaining the debt. You know, I intentionally programmed today's music on the show to start with Alan Parsons, a newer, relatively speaking, artist compared to Jim Croce. And now I want to go back even a little farther to an artist I know you've heard because, well, the song just fits. Frank Sinatra, That's Life.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
Frank Sinatra, That's Life. You know, the message I want you to remember, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch. You go out and download, buy, pick up a CD of Frank Sinatra. I'm serious. particularly those of you that maybe haven't heard of some of his songs. Yeah, okay, they're older songs, but they have messages. And I like the one. It's important. It's the message of today's show. And I may not get this quote exactly right. I don't have the quote, the lyrics in front of me, but each time you fall flat on your face, you need to pick yourself up and get back in the race. And those meaningless numbers that are actually meaningful that we may try to dodge, whatever they're related to, generally speaking, the ones we really try to dodge are either health or money. Partially because it's challenging to find a way to beat those on your own. And denial is a great river. It's in Egypt. I've done some swimming in denial myself occasionally. But, you know, each time you've got to pick yourself up and get back in the race. So how do we do that? How do we pick ourselves up and get back in the race? How do we look at whatever challenges we face as just challenges? Not a big deal. It's just a challenge. Sometimes those challenges may be really big, and one day, we won't be able to pick ourselves up anymore. And maybe that's the motivation to go ahead and get up, because one day we know we won't be able to. Our time is limited. I told you, there's a morbid side to the show, but you know the lesson is, if it wasn't for that, how lazy would we be? We could permanently procrastinate and just sort of live a mediocre life. Why not, right? You don't want that. And the message I'm trying to get across to you is, it's not as hard as you think to turn around your finances. It's not as hard as you think, depending on what it is, to turn around a health issue. Listen, science has made great advances, and you can also look back to, you know, old wisdom. You know, focus on eating vegetables and getting exercise. Work hard physically. You know, a lot of diseases that exist today weren't around. You look at my ancestry. About 100 years ago, almost every Puckett in my family line, almost all, not all, were farmers. They worked hard. They worked very hard. Well, you know, you can get away with eating lard in your cornbread when you're busting it for 12 hours a day. If you're sitting behind a desk and you do it, depending on your gene makeup, one thing definitely will happen. You're probably going to gain weight and get bigger, which causes all sorts of issues. And for another, well, clogged arteries. I mean, a lot of America's number one killers are behaviorally driven. They're age-related too, but behaviorally driven. On the financial side, it's just not that hard if you decide, I'm going to pick myself up, I'm going to get back in the race. Maybe you need a professional to help you do that. Maybe you need a coach if it's something physical. But get back in the race. Listen, life is worth living, and it's more fun if you take care of the details relatively quickly and efficiently, know they're taken care of, so you don't have to think about them anymore. Does that fit for you? Does it apply? If so, hey, I'm telling you, now's the time. Get it done. Get it done. Let's take a break. People today are living longer than ever before, thanks to medical technology. Even when we have accidents, we're able to recover from things that not too long ago we couldn't recover from. Have you suffered from a fall lately, or are you recovering from a surgery or an illness, or maybe age is causing you to have problems remembering to take your medications, or you need help bathing or dressing, or even just handling your daily chores or going shopping? I'd like to introduce you to a company that can help you. Caring Touch provides caregivers, certified nurses' assistants, home health aides, homemakers, and companions to help you through the activities of daily living that you may be having trouble with. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they'll structure a schedule that works for you. Give them a call at 941-376-9338. That's 941-376-9338. You know, the Caring Touch spot that you just heard is a reminder that we can't always pick ourselves up. Sometimes we need help. There's those seven activities of daily living I keep meaning to talk about, particularly in relationship to the need for long-term care insurance, which is less expensive when purchased early. But insurance is never something that's inexpensive, because you buy it hoping you'll never need it and then feeling like you've wasted money for it when you don't ever get it. Well, except for those of you who got it and then suddenly did need it. And that's why we buy it. It's a method of reducing your future cost with current money. Well, that's one of those things we postpone, isn't it? We kick it down the road. I can't tell you the number of articles. One of my chief disagreements with Dave Ramsey, there are several, by the way, but today's disagreement with Dave Ramsey is he and many other people like him who've never been insurance agents, never dealt with death claims, never dealt with claims at all, tell everybody buying child insurance is an indication that your life insurance agent is hungry for money. Well, I'm a life insurance agent. I can't stand writing kids' policies. Why? Well, because the premiums are so low, even if I received 100% of the first year's premium as a commission, we're talking a lot of work for $300. I'm being serious. You buy insurance on an infant? Very inexpensive. Why? What's their risk of mortality for the most part at that age? No, that's the time to buy some permanent insurance. Why? You guarantee their insurability, because one day, maybe when they're young, they may be diagnosed with something that forever prevents them from buying individual life insurance. Look at diabetes. I can't tell you the number of people I know that have children that develop type 1 diabetes at, say, age 4. They'll never be able to buy, most probably, affordable life insurance because they have a disease. If they'd gotten it when they were an infant, particularly if they get something that's convertible at a later age, hey, they've got it already. It doesn't matter. So the point I'm making is, yes, you can't change the past. You can only do something in the present, and the future's not here yet. But guess what? Things can happen that limit your choices, and that's why you need to take care of them. Okay, that's not a commercial for child insurance. Like I said, I don't like writing it. It's a lot of work for low compensation, but I write it. Why? Because it's the right thing for people to do. And my emphasis is making sure, as a fiduciary, I'm supposed to do what's in my client's best interest. Well, guess what? I actually do. And that includes being an insurance agent so that when my client needs something, I can provide it and know they're getting the right thing. It's a different take, but it fits for me. Now, moving towards the optimistic close of the show, I always like to close in an optimistic way when I can. Because I want you to leave the show thinking, you know what? I feel good. I can pick myself up and I can get back in the race, like Sinatra said. And, you know, it doesn't sound uplifting, but when you hear a verbal introduction by Louis Armstrong and Jimmy Durante about their song, Old Man Time, I don't think you can hear it without getting a smile on your face. Good luck.
You know something, Satch?
What's that, Daddy?
I've been around a few years myself.
Yeah.
You know, between your trumpet and my nose, we've blown 100 years together.
Well, I tell you what, let's start blowing the second 100 years.
Right
now, huh?
Let me hear.
Okay.
Old man time.
That's it, Jimmy. Swing out there.
He's so mean.
He's so mean.
Meanest man.
Oh, meanest man.
You ever see.
Oh, yes.
He
gives you youth, then he steals it away.
Yeah. He takes your nice curly hair, turns it gray.
Makes you rich.
Yeah.
Makes you poor. He's a dog.
He's a dog.
All your dreams and your schemes ain't worth the dime.
So have a good time every day.
That's right.
Cause we'll never, never get away from old man time. Old man time.
Old man time.
That boogaboo. every year.
Every year.
He changes you.
He bends your back, dims your eyes, you see less.
You quake and shake when he's true. You're a mess.
And makes you fret.
Yeah.
That's not all.
Yeah.
Plays tricks on us all.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
No sense of rhyme.
So have a good time every day.
Right.
Cause we'll never, never get away.
Swing it, Jimmy.
From old man. Old man. He can't change. Love that's true stays the same. It goes on and on in every line.
Oh, yeah.
So have a good time every day. Don't you never, never get away from old man time.
Repeat that, Jimmy.
You know, Satch, it's been a pleasure being here with you tonight. Believe me.
Okay, thanks, Jimmy. Everybody's been so nice in all these messages. I don't know how to really express my appreciation.
That's easy.
Huh?
Just stick around another 50 years.
Yeah. Wow!
So have a good time every day, because you'll never, never get away, because old man time. Hey, I was dancing during that song. Fortunately, I didn't knock over anything. Nobody was harmed during the recording of this show. But that's the takeaway. That's the takeaway. Have a good time every day. Have a good time every day. But to do that, you need several things. One is your health. So you've got to occasionally check into that and look at those supposedly meaningless numbers that actually are extremely meaningful, the earlier the better, and apply that financially as well. You shouldn't be spending a lot of time on either. You really shouldn't, but you have to spend enough so that you can have a good time every day, because we're never going to get away. We aren't. So why not have a good time while we can? But, you know, that's part of the philosophy that helped me overcome my fear of flying, is I suddenly realized, you know, it was, I think I told you, it was on a plane to Italy. I'm terrified 45 minutes into the flight. I was terrified for 3 weeks before I got on the plane. It was not my first flight. Yet, there I was, terrified. And then I looked around me. Kids playing in the aisles. People drinking Chianti. There were movies on. Couple guys playing dominoes. There I was, terrified for absolutely no reason. And you know what? If there had been a reason, at least they were having fun. So rather than comparing yourself to the Joneses or Kardashians, as we've mentioned before, just get your own stuff together. Pick yourself up, get back in the race. Then you can enjoy life every day. And isn't that what's important? I think it is. No, I didn't mention it today, but it is an election year. It's almost over. Party time. Well, for somebody. Until next week, you have a good one.